yet how they creep through my fingers to the deep while I weep, while I weep. O God, can I not grasp them with a tighter clasp? O God, can I not save one from the pitiless wave? Is all that we see or seem but a dream within a dream?
What is reality? Is it truly no more than a dream? With this haunting concept in mind, the River City Radio Players will now bring to you one of Edgar Allan Poe's most unusual and bizarre experiences. Let us hope that you never find yourself in the same circumstance as does the protagonist in tonight's story. We warn you, those who are faint of heart may wish to dial to another channel. This story is not for the squeamish. No? You're still listening? Very well. You have been warned. Settle back and prepare yourself for the unusual circumstances which puts the narrator of tonight's story into a predicament.
It was a quiet and still afternoon when I strolled forth in the goodly city of Edina. The confusion and bustle in the streets were terrible. Carts, they rattled. Horses, they neighed. Cats, they caterwauled. Dogs, they danced. Danced! Could it be possible? Danced? Alas, thought I, my dancing days are over. What a host of tearful recollections may be awakened by such a simple sound. My dancing days were some distance behind me. All that was left for me were my solitary walks throughout the city. Completely solitary, but for the presence of my two dearest companions, Diana, my poodle. The sweetest of creatures, not more than 5 inches in height, she boasts a quantity of hair over one eye and the most darling blue ribbon about her neck. She is almost never anywhere but tucked under my arm as we promenade, sniffing and wheezing in that nasal manner so common to her breed. Equally dear to me and equally ever-present is my servant, the long-suffering Pompey. Sweet Pompey. He stands no more than 3 feet high, has the most symmetrical bow legs planted below his corpulent frame, which gives him the most musical gait as he skips along beside me. This patter of footsteps is punctuated at odd moments by his high-pitched giggle. I do not really know what it is he finds so entertaining, but I am grateful for this expression of amusement. So there we were, my poodle, my Pompey, and myself, making our way... Oh, but wait, my dear, I have not introduced myself. How rude and inconsiderate. I am the Signora Psyche Zenobia. My family has been at the very center of Edina society for decades. Survivors of Napoleon, the Piedmont uprisings, and last year's election of Pope Pius, the 9th of that name. A noble family indeed. So there we were, my poodle, my Pompey, and myself, making our way down the almost deserted streets of Edina. Quiet now, but for our own muffled footsteps. Just as I was about to end our stroll, in the distance, I heard the tolling of a steeple bell of a nearby church. I stopped suddenly, transfixed by the sound. On a sudden, there presented itself to view a church, a Gothic cathedral, vast, venerable, and featured with a tall steeple which towered into the sky. What madness now possessed me? Why did I rush upon my fate? I was seized with an uncontrollable desire to ascend this giddy pinnacle and then survey the immense extent of the city. The door of the cathedral stood ajar. What perverse impulse bade me open this massive wooden plank? Dark. It was so dark inside that I placed my hand upon the stone wall to find my way. I handed over my darling Diana to Pompey and urged them to stay close. Hand over hand, I edged my way along the corridor, feeling my way through the darkness. At last, dimly, I could make out the outlines of a low arched portal. Light came in through a narrow window up high, and this light fell upon some stairs.